This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on a cloudy, drizzly night here at Brookville. Anarockets in Game 2 take on the Brookville Blue Devils. It's a big clash between two clubs in this region of Division 5. Chuck, it's just September 1, but this game already has computer playoff implications. Last year, Anna beat Brookville. Brookville nudged out Anna for the playoffs. Anna's got to come back and win again here in 2017.
Well, and you're right. I mean, two teams that are not going to lose very many games. Now, Brookville has a little easier schedule after this because Anna plays in the rugged MAC.
Right.
But, yeah, this is, I think, maybe even more for Anna than Brookville tonight. It's important for them to win this football game. And I looked at the calendar. I don't know when we jumped into October, but that's what it feels like here tonight.
Well, we hope the rain stays away. No indications of lightning or thunder tonight. So unlike 2 years ago when we were here and we lost the game on Friday night and had to move it to Saturday, it looks like we will play football in its entirety, all four quarters, here this evening at Brookville. Third-year head coach Nick Marino guides the Anarockets. 17-year head coach Mike Hetrick, son of the veteran Al Hetrick, who was at Versailles for so many years, guides the Brookville Blue Devils. It should be an outstanding game. An important key, I think, Chuck, is can Anna's defense get off the field on third down and slow down, not stop, but slow down the vaunted run attack of the Brookville Blue Devils?
Well, Brookville runs the ball very well. And on a night like this where I don't know if we're getting a little bit of a drizzle, I don't think the weather's going to affect it except for the coolness.
Right.
But on a night like this, a team that can run the football, Anna cannot let them have long, sustained drives. And at the same time, they need to control field position, because if they spend a lot of time down in their own end of the field, it's going to be kind of a tough night for them.
A little bit like last week, Chuck, when we talked about Siegel and Mesher for Fort Loramie and Hulsman and Schmiesing for Minster. Tonight, Travis Meyer, fine signal caller for the Anarockets. Aiden Ensley, outstanding running back. And for Brookville, you've got a fine QB and running back as well. You'll hear the name Bailey Wallen a lot for the Blue Devils. He is a career rushing leader here at Brookville High School.
Yeah, he's an outstanding football player, and I'm looking forward to watching him play tonight. This is going to be the first time that either one of these quarterbacks have had to throw a cold football, mm-hmm. And there is a difference in throwing a cold football. Also going to change the kicking game a little bit also.
Going to hear from Anna head coach Nick Marino here in just a few seconds. I chatted with Nick during the week, and he was elated with his club's first game victory at home over Arlington. And he talked about the guidance given to his club this year from senior leadership. Nick Marino, head coach of Anna.
We got a good senior class, so they've been doing a good job of developing as leaders and growing into that role. It's been good to have them for 3 years to get to know them better, and that's definitely a big advantage, knowing the kids a lot better and working with them for multiple years.
Preseason scrimmage games, how did you fare? What did you find out about your team before the season got started?
We did pretty well in our preseason scrimmages. Obviously, those don't count, so you're looking to learn from those. Those are all learning opportunities, and we learned a lot about our personnel and our players and who can play what in those scrimmages. And then, obviously, last week as well in the first game, you learned a lot about that as well.
Oh, yeah, highlights of that big win over Arlington. What young men excelled for you?
I thought we excelled with the offensive line first, so we were unblocked well. I thought our defensive front seven played pretty well. They didn't challenge us a ton through the air, but when they did, their best ball player, we were able to keep him without a catch. So that was very good for us.
Name a few interior linemen, young men who were superb in week one.
Will Lutham was a kid on the defensive line that did a great job. He's a two-way starter as a sophomore, so he's doing a good job for us. As well as you saw Malachi Minnick and Jared Siegel step up and have good games as well. So we saw multiple guys have good games on the defensive line.
Boy, it's fun to have a young man like Travis Meyer back at quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a great arm, and he's been protected well so far, and we can do that. He can throw the ball pretty well. So,
what have you integrated into the offense for him over the last couple seasons?
We're able to run more of our stuff and put more in, and we're able because of his knowledge and being his experience as a starter, we're able to run multiple sets and be a little bit more diversified as an offense than we have in the past.
You talk about your offense schematically. How would you describe it in layman's terms?
We're a spread offense, but we'll mix in a couple other things too. Mm-hmm. So mostly a spread offense. So.
Mm-hmm. Pass run ratio, what would you say?
We're going to run the ball probably more than we pass it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in running the football, and our coaches do too. But last week we were pretty balanced, almost 50-50 on the total yardage that we had at the end of the ball game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Defensive alignment, what can opposing teams look for?
We're playing a 4-3 defense, so a little different than we were last year. I think we got a good defensive front, which has been good for us. It's a good young group, so we got time to develop them, and we got to work on that throughout the season. As well as we got a couple good corners, two seniors at corners that do a nice job for us. And I like our safeties, too. Our safeties are pretty good. You got a Riley Hulskamp that really comes down and fits into the box really well. And you got Aiden, who does as well as our other safety, and those two are the guys that rotate running back as well.
You mentioned Aiden Ensley. Boy, it's enjoyable being a head coach when a young man like him is running the football for you.
Yeah, he's an explosive kid, and if we give him a give him a hole, he's going to take off. So we got to make sure we open those up tonight.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, our guest before the Anna-Brookville game. Blue Devils, a club that beat you here at Brookville 2 years ago. You took the measure of Brookville last year. How does the 2017 Brookville team stack up with the last couple?
I think it's a very good group they got.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they were really good, and last year they were a good club, too.
Yeah.
I think this year's group's better than last year's and maybe close to that group they had a couple years ago. So we got to come out and play really well. We got to stop the run. They run the football, and so that's what they do. It's a little bit of an old school double tight tees. Their base set, and it's going to try to shove the ball down your throat. So you got to really come up there and play well.
Mike Hetrick, head coach of Brookville, son of Al Hetrick, the longtime legendary coach at Versailles.
Yeah, he does a great job. You can tell they're very well coached.
Key to the game, what do you think will decide this contest? Hopefully the rain stays away, but barring poor weather conditions, what else might be significant, other factors?
Stopping the run is number one.
Okay.
Can we stop the run or not? It looks like the weather's going to clear off, but you never know.
Right.
Can't ever tell. We're in Ohio. So those are the big factors on the defense side of the ball. Offensively, sustaining drives and making sure we're taking care of the ball. Ball security is going to be huge tonight.
And biggest area of improvement needed for you from week one to week two?
physicality. This is going to be a different type ball game. They're going to be very physical, so we got to be very physical.
Interesting observation from head coach Nick Marino of Anna. He expects this game to be a rugged one. It'll be decided down in the trenches, no doubt, Chuck.
Well, if you're playing a team that plays tight ends and runs out of a tee and they'd like to run the football, they better be physical if they're going to be successful, and they are successful. So it's going to be a war up front. It's cliche to say, but whoever wins the battle in the trenches tonight is probably going to win the football game.
I think so. And as Coach was alluding to, Ohio weather being very changeable, rain has started to fall here at Brookville, not heavily, but it is raining a little harder than it was 15 minutes or so ago. Chuck, you alluded to Brookville's look offensively, a double tight T, some power I, three back set, play in, play out. Head coach Mike Hetrick of Brookville, the son of the legendary Al Hetrick at Versailles. And I asked Mike earlier this week, what has he taken from his day as coaching?
About everything, really. You know, grew up around it and played in it and coached against it first couple years. And, you know, you live with the philosophy, you know, that you hear that all the coaches, it's not dad preach, and, you know, it's instilled in you. So I don't think you can ever, you know, get it out of you. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have great guys on staff that also have that same philosophy. So it's just not for sales philosophy, but, sure. You know, Jay and Marcus and Whitey, those guys have been around a lot, and they have the same thinking too, so it helps out.
Your dad's here for every single game, isn't he?
Yeah, he makes it. You know, last week, the first time he sat in the stands. So I don't know if that's happening this week or not, but I don't know how it went. But he'll probably be down in the field again Friday, I would imagine.
You've had outstanding success here at Brookville football. Great season 2 years ago. You thumped Anna in the game here at Brookville, week number two. Last year, rebuilding, back up mighty strong again here in 2017.
Well, you know, we'll see. I told you guys Monday we'll get a good gauge on where we're at this week against Dana. They're a very good team, and, you know, we think we got a good team too. And you know, we got some guys that still need to grow and get better and, you know, mature, and we're still not sure where we're at. So
right.
I think we'll know pretty good Friday, because I tell you, they look pretty good on film, and they've got a lot of experience coming back. So be a good test for us.
Yeah. Highlight Wallen, your outstanding running back.
He's just a great kid. You know, he's not with us tonight. He's going down to Cincinnati. He got called down. They wanted him to come down to the game tonight. But he, first of all, he's a great kid. Very humble. Tell a lot of guys he's probably a better defensive player than he is running back. He's a great inside linebacker for us. Last year he's all dinged up and we didn't play him there, but he was a great player there for us. The 2015 team is a sophomore, so he's a very key part of our team, but he's got the respect of the kids. He works really hard. We come up here in the summer, he's out on the field by himself doing stuff, so just like to see kids like that have success.
Sure. Mike Hetrick, head coach at Brookville, our guest before the Brookville Anna game tonight. Coach, take a minute, talk about your schemes. I know offensively it's run first and then pass when you have to.
Yeah, you know, we got to run first. You know, that's what we like to do. It's not any secret. I just think that's what you got to do in high school football. You know, small school, year in and year out. Don't know what you're getting, but, you know, we're going to have to run the ball, but we can't rely solely on that. And we tell the kids we got to take advantage of play action opportunities when they're there, and we got to be efficient. I'm not going to say we have to be a great, you know, 2,000 yard passing team, but we got to be efficient when we do it. And, you know, as always, play good, hard, tough nose defense, and, you know, that we hope that'll win a lot of games for us.
Anna more athletic than they've been the past several years. It's a real good Anna team here in 2017.
Yeah, they've always been athletic, you know, since we've been playing them, but it's been two or three guys. Now you look, there's across the board, all of them. So, you know, that makes a little bit of difference. You can't key on any guys. So, you know, we got a great test tomorrow night.
Yeah, two Division V schools, same region. It's week two early, Friday night, September 1. But the playoff implications, really, at this early stage in the campaign?
Yeah, you know, talking down the road, but we mentioned that to the kids. They know where we're at. It's a big game. it is every year. We always say the Anna game's a kind of a barometer of how our season goes.
Head coach Mike Hedrick of Brookville, Chucky, alluded to not having Bailey Wallen, the outstanding running back. We recorded the interview yesterday. Bailey not present for practice last night. He was visiting the University of Cincinnati. Of course, Bailey Wallen is in uniform for the Brookville Blue Devils here this evening.
I would have assumed he would have sounded sadder if he meant for the game tonight.
No doubt about that. 3-2 in five meetings between these two clubs in favor of Brookville. Anna won last year at Anna, winning that game convincingly, 35-14. In the three seasons prior, Brookville won a trio of games, 21-0 over Anna, 24-12 over Anna, and 45-35 back in 2013. In game one of this rivalry, which finds its sixth game here tonight, Anna was victorious by a score of 42-13 over Brookville. Rain has subsided. National anthem coming up. We've got starters for you and the opening kickoff in a moment. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, The In-Between, located in between Anna Jackson Center, New Bremen, and Chuck, what's the Botkins?
Botkins.
Yeah. Botkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Well, a good cheering section from Anna has joined us across the way. Chuck, minutes ago it was nearly empty, but fans from Anna staying in their cars till the last few minutes before kickoff have now entered Brookville High School Stadium and are in the stands on the far side. A lot of green over there. Of course, Brookville High School's colors blue and white. And people below us on the press box side adorned in blue and white.
I'm in scarlet and gray.
And I've got my gold windbreaker on.
I wish I would have worn warmer.
With a hood and three layers underneath. I'm anxious to see Travis Meyer, outstanding quarterback for the Anna Rockets. He's overcome knee injuries and is as healthy as he has been playing football here at Anna. And we are going to see Anna's offense first, I believe. Brookville won the toss and deferred to the second half. So Anna will go on offense first. Austin Foate, outstanding wide receiver and punter for the Anna Rockets. Top tackler a week ago, Will Luthman. Eight solo and assisted tackles, two sacks. We'll keep an eye on Will, outstanding defensive player for Anna. And Aiden Ensley, the dynamite running back, he can score from anywhere on the field in a heartbeat. Despite the wet turf conditions here tonight, Chuck, I anticipate a fairly high-scoring game.
Well, I mean, both teams like to run the football, and I think that's gonna be the key. But if you can complete some passes, if you can, because it's easier for the receiver because he knows the route he's running. A little tougher for a defensive back to backpedal and play defense. So maybe throwing the ball tonight would not be a bad idea, especially like Coach Hedrick talked about out of the play action. If you're a good running team, the play action should be effective.
That's a very good point. I know that Brookville last week was 1-for-1 throwing the ball in beating Tri-County North badly. In fact, I think head coach Mike Hedrick cracked to Scott Broerman, the Brookville athletic director, hey, if we go 10-for-10,
throwing the ball all year, one for one each game. That means our running game was so successful, we didn't have to pass. And as a result, we're going to win a lot of games if that's the case.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about this one. I know when we chose to come down here to do this game, when we talked about it after the Minster-Fort Laramie game last week, I've been excited to see this one.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, in our pregame conversation several minutes ago, highlighted his senior leadership. This is the strongest Anna team in 3 years that Nick's been the head man here at Anna.
Yeah, that's a very talented, very athletic football team.
Travis Meyer, 6'2", 180, the quarterback. Aiden Hensley, 5'9", 185, outstanding senior running back. Nick Riok is in the offensive backfield as well. Nick, a senior, 5'11", 190-pounder. Offensive line and defensive line, both superb last week in the victory over Arlington, a Division VII school, but it's a program that's been very good in football the last several campaigns. In fact, defeated Anna 2 years ago at Anna. Here we go, starting the game, Brookville advancing for the opening kickoff, and it's blooped down to the 29. Anna returns across the 35 to the 38. Brookville made sure, Chuck, it did not kick the ball deep. As a result, Anna gets pretty good field position. I thought Fort Laramie excelled last week against Minster in its directional kicking and punting all night long.
Yeah, they did a nice job because you want to keep the ball away from Smeezing, and they did a decent job of doing that last week.
Isaac Dodds over the ball at center for Anna, 6 feet tall, 210-pounder. Travis Meyer, the quarterback, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, which is at the 38, takes the snap and hands it off to his running back, who angles outside left tackle and bulldozes to the 41. That was Aiden Hensley with a 2-1, number 21 on his back. He picked up 3 on the first rushing effort of the night. Second down and 7 for Anna from the 41-yard line. Rockets in the road, white, green numbers, green trim. Brookville, the home blue, top to bottom, blue headgear, white numbers. Snap back to Meyer, fake, play action, looks, throwing long, middle of the field, leaping attempt at the 30-yard line in Brookville territory, no good, incomplete.
Had help over the top that time. The safety came over and made a nice play on it. I think that was going to be a completion.
Wide receiver Griffin Dosick, the man for whom the ball was intended, and he made a good try, lunged for it. Had the ball been pitched out in front a little bit more, who knows, could have been 6. Third and 7 for Anna at the Rockets, 41. 4 down, lineman up front for Brookville. Here's a quick pass into the left flat by Anna, caught up at the 48, out of bounds in Brookville territory at the 49-yard line. Travis Meyer finding Dosick on that one after missing him on the first play. Chuck, that is a safe pass play, but an extremely productive one on third down.
Well, Dosick did exactly what he needed to do. He got to the first down spot and then turned and made the play.
49-yard line of Brookville, first down of the night registered by Anna. Here's a handoff on the play to Hensley. He darts in a hole. He's got a big cavity over left guard, shooting downfield inside the Brookville 30. Look at him dash. Blue Devils track him down at the 10, the 5, the 3-yard line. Wow, exploding through that gap was Hensley. What a job up front by Brookville's offensive group.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't have a roster in front of me, but the tackle on this side, 69, just blew his man out.
I said Brookville's offensive group up front. I should have said Anna's goal to go from the 3, and the ball carrier is rolled to the ground right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Brookville stopped that running play cold. Second and goal, Anna, at the Brookville 3. That was Hensley going for about, what, 46 unofficially, Chuck?
46.
Two receivers flanked wide to the right, Fote and Dosick for Anna. Hensley alongside the quarterback, Meyer, who gives it to Aiden, and he cracks through the right side. Another big opening develops. He's into the end zone, unmolested, untouched. Touchdown, Anna. Rockets on the board hastily in the first 2 minutes of the game.
They got good field position on the kick return, and then two big plays just took them right down the field. And that was Aiden Ensley and the blocking.
Anna Rockets line up to kick the PAT. Robert Flynn, a senior, 5'10", 165-pounder, soccer-style booter. He'll go from left to right. Good snap. Ball spotted down. Kick by Flynn is a dandy. He smacked it a mile right between the uprights. And the Anna Rockets are on the board first. 10-18 to go, opening quarter. Anna 7, Brookville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Brookville. If you've just joined us, expecting early action, maybe even the kickoff, well, we've had that. We've already had a touchdown. Anna on the board right away. Three-yard run by Ensley on second down. Set up by a 46-yard run by Ensley from the Brookville 49 down to the 3. Extra point try by Flynn, perfect. And it is 7-0 Anna. Kickoff by the Rockets, returned by Brookville from the Blue Devils 21 out to the 28. That, Chuck, a real good way to slow down the vaunted running attack is score first, get a lead, and maybe right. Change the game plan a little bit.
Yeah, they didn't really run a lot of clock, but I guess if you score a touchdown, you don't need to.
And Anna's defense is all over Bailey Wallen on the first run from scrimmage by Brookville. Wallen is stalemated right at the point of attack, the 27 or 28, no gain, second down and 10. Boy, offensive and defensive lines for Anna have been superb, shining brightly here in just the first 2 minutes plus of this game. Last tackle by Anna from Luke Cantrell, a junior middle linebacker, all over Wallen, bear hugged him. Quarterback is Stout for Brookville in the spread, drops back to the 21, lofting a pass down the near sideline. Good coverage by Anna, diving interception by the Rockets at the 34. Anna picks it off. Wow. The quarterback, Stout, threw a long bomb, high-arching one down the near sideline, and Benzman made the intercept for Anna. He looked like the receiver, Chuck.
He laid himself out, and then the neat part is that's where he intercepted. He slid about 8 yards.
What a pickoff by Benzman deep in the secondary. And Anna's got the ball right back, first and 10 at the Rockets 34. We played just over 2.5 minutes. Stout threw the ball well, long spiral, a lot of air under it, pitched it deep, but great coverage by Anna. Travis Meyer on a deep post down the middle, airs one out too far, intended for Foat at the Brookville 30.
I kind of like the call. I mean, boy, if you could go ahead and hit a bomb after a turnover like that, 14-0 would have been really tough for Brookville to come back from.
As sometimes, Chuck, after a turnover, a takeaway, the defense, in this case Brookville, has to be rushed on the field in a hurry and can be taken by surprise with a long pass like that.
Well, and a lot of them play offense too. So,
Oh, here's a good run by Ensley on second down and 10 for Anna. He chugs over left tackle, sprints to the outside, across the 40, 45, spilled at the 48. I said Ensley. Actually, it was Riley Uhlskamp on the scamper. First and 10 for Anna, which is running and passing the ball very well here at the outset. Rockets to the line of scrimmage from the Anna 48. 9 minutes to go. First quarter, 7-0 Anna. Meyer has a slot right. Deals to Ensley. He spun around in the backfield. Lurches back near the line of scrimmage. 48-yard line, no gain. Second down, 10 for Anna. Bailey Wallen, outstanding running back for Brookville, whom Brookville head coach Mike Hetrick said is a very good two-way player, was in on that last tackle. Movement up front along the line of scrimmage before the second down snap, and it's offside against the Blue Devils. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, LaCal Equipment, American Architectural Glass, the U.S. Bank, Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear, and the Sydney Daily News. Second down and 5 for Anna, 47 of Brookville. Running play, left tackle, and now it's sprung wide, 45, 43 goes Uhlskamp. He garnered 4. It's going to be 3rd and 1 for Anna at the Brookville 43.
Well, Ensley has been Ensley's been on the sideline for this series. I see him over there. He's walking around drinking water, so maybe this is just the plan for the second series.
Second and short, or I should say 3rd and short for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 43 of Brookville, which is anxious again along the defensive front. And there's a penalty marker. Tell you what, Chuck, so far Anna's maturity has really shown up. Brookville a bit edgy, committing 2 defensive offsides on this series. Anna a confident 11 out there right now. 7:40 left to go here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Rockets. And with that penalty, an automatic first down to the Brookville 38.
Well, you've got a senior quarterback who's changing his cadence up a little bit, I think is what's happening out there.
Exactly. Man in motion across the formation. Snap back to Meyer. Fake handoff. Oh, a little pitch. A flip up ahead to the man in motion in the offensive backfield. He grabs it at the 40, a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. And then it's Kaufman scooting down the right sideline beyond the hash mark. Finally knocked down at the 25 of Brookville as he raced for about 12 or 13 in the first down. Boy, I like that play, Chuck.
Yeah.
Anna throwing everything at Brookville here in the first couple series. Caleb Kaufman, 6-footer, 170-pounder. Hand off offensive backfield. Look at the runner weave his way through a big hole, slicing inside the 10, the 5. Stood up at the goal line as the ball carrier. Touchdown, Uhlskamp for Anna.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got 2 great running backs, obviously, but that offensive line is just blowing them off.
Exactly, Chuck. Wow. Uhlskamp and Ensley have been exploding through gaping holes up front for the Rockets, who lead it 13-0. And we played just over 5 minutes here in the opening period. Travis Meyer to hold for the PAT man, Robert Flynn. Soccer-style booter aims for another point after, and he's got it. 6:55 left, opening quarter at Brookville. Anna 14, Brookville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Brookville, where Anna has struck twice in the opening 5 minutes, 5 seconds of this game and leads the Blue Devils by a count of 14-0. Kickoff by Anna to the 19 of Brookville, returned out over the 30 to the 33. Well, Chuck, let's give praise where it's due. Offensive line of Anna has been superb at the start of this game. Tackle Will Luthman, center Isaac Dodds, guard Braden Farley, guard Seth Stiffle, tackle Abe Wildermuth. Boy, they have been plowing right through Brookville's defensive front.
And a lot of them play on the defensive line, too, and they're doing an outstanding job so far. It's early, but...
And Brookville likes to run the football play after play. Blue Devils now down by two scores. Brookville has the ball for the second time. It's a sweep around right in, productive play, up over the 40, near first down yardage. 43-yard line, gain of 10, might be just a foot short of a first down. Hayden Sherritt, a junior running back, 5'10", 150-pounder, scurried around the corner and did pick up the first down. He got exactly 10.
Wow, that was a nice, generous spot right there.
It sure was. Looked like it might have been 6 inches or a foot shy. Quick count, Stout the quarterback, handoff. Wallen stays on his feet. Chugs, churns, 50-yard line, another yard, 49 of Anna. Well, we get a glimpse of Wallen on that play, Chuck, and he's a stubborn runner, won't go down.
Yeah, his legs don't stop.
Four TDs a week ago, 120 yards rushing for Brookville's Wallen against Tri-County North. Second and two from the Anna 49 for Brookville. 6 minutes to go, opening period. Wallen again puts his head down, digs hard. He carves out space to the 47. It appears he's got just enough for a first down.
Got a score from Bell Fountain in the first quarter. Sydney leads Bell Fountain 7-0.
And we'll see the Yellow Jackets next week at home against Dayton Carroll. Sydney 4-6 a year ago, 6-4 the prior year. And with the likes of Bowser and Andre Gordon, the Sydney Yellow Jackets certainly have got a chance to win that GWAC North and improve, no doubt, on that 4-6 mark of a year ago. First down running play, Brookville outside left tackle, and the ball carrier smeared as he got across the line of scrimmage. Hit hard at the 45 by Cantrell. Jacob Vohr, 5'7", 180-pounder, a junior, slashed outside left tackle, was met crisply at the 45. Second down 8 for Brookville. Just over 5 to play in the opening quarter. And a 14, Brookville nothing. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage, two tight ends. 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage is the quarterback, Stout. He drops way back, 12, 13 yards behind the line, in his own end of the field. Down he goes, a quarterback sack at the 47. Mason Stout, 5'10", 170-pound junior signal caller for Brookville, subdued, sizable loss. That brings up third down and what, Chuck, about 18 to go for a first down?
16, 17, 18. He had no chance that time. He eluded one rusher, and there was two more right there in his face.
Again in the pregame, head coach for the Anna Rockets, Nick Marino, alluded to the senior leadership of this team, and boy, we are experiencing it here in the first quarter. Very mature club is Anna. Here is Stout to throw, dumps it right flat, intended for Wallen, who spins backward to get it. It's through his hands, incomplete at the 50, wouldn't have gained much. He would have gone out of bounds a couple yards upfield, and Brookville's got to punt from the Blue Devil 48. Boy, this Anna team, Chuck, under Nick Marino over 3 years has really come of age.
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying the same names for a while, and it shows tonight with their leadership.
Brookville to punt the football, and it's a very high short kick.
It's going from to the back, too.
Yes, the punter took the long snap at the 38, popped it up to the Anna 40, and that is it. Alex Cherry kicked that one straight up through the elevator shaft, and a good field position again at its own 39 with 4:15 to go in the opening quarter, already leading Brookville 14-0.
Well, there's really, I mean, there's a little bit of a breeze, but it wouldn't be considered a windy night tonight.
No, Nope, that was just mishit and drilled straight up in the air. Travis Meyer at quarterback. Running play up the middle. It is Juleskamp stumbling over the line of scrimmage. Down he goes at the 42 or 43.
Yeah, they got Ensley back out there now. And
yes,
I tell you what, he tripped over a foot, or he'd still be running.
I think you're right. It was Ensley, not Juleskamp, and he darted through a hole. Somebody got him around the shoelaces, or Ensley might have been off to the races. Second down and 7 on the 3-yard advance. And here is a tackler guard pulling ahead for the running play over the left side for 2 or 3 more to the Anna 45. Ensley burrows, short advance, 3rd and 4, Anna from the Rockets' 45-yard line. Chase Davis for Brookville in there on the stop, defensive lineman. 3:18 to go, opening quarter. Anna 14, Brookville nothing. 3rd and 4, Rockets at their own 45. Let's see what's up the sleeve of head coach Nick Marino here. Cadence was started by the quarterback Meyer. Then he stops, looks at the sideline, gets the snap. Here's an out pattern for a receiver at the 50, catches and twists into Brookville territory at the 48-yard line. Foat on the receiving end, one-on-one coverage, Chuck, just beyond the line of scrimmage. Brookville had to give Foat some distance. He caught it right at the first down stake. Picked up a few extra.
Well, as a cornerback, you're out there on an island, and if you choose to come up and press him, if he runs by you, it's 6.
Exactly. Handoff, Anna, right guard. Oh, a big surge running the football. Ensley stays on his feet, kicks those legs all the way to the Brookville 38. 9 or 10 more. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Anna with a serious march underway once again. Second down a yard at the Brookville 39. What rain we had just before kickoff, Chuck, has ended. It's just cloudy. Not even very breezy, as you noted. Here's Ensley again, cutting back, misdirection between right guard and tackle. He's beyond the linebackers into the secondary, upended at the 27-yard line. First down, Anna once more. Chuck, we are getting a good look at a solid, experienced Division V football team.
I'm impressed because I know they're playing against a pretty good football team.
1:55 to go here in the first quarter. It is Ensley again behind that stout offensive line of Anna. Ensley is charging ahead. Boy, he's upright for about 7 yards. Then he finally goes down inside the 20 at the 19.
Well, when you see the ball carrier and all of the linemen are at the same spot, 8 yards down the field,
yep,
you're doing something right.
Exactly. A wave of white shirts right in front of Ensley. And they escorted him for 8 yards inside the Brookville 20 to the 19. Second and a couple with 1:22 to go in the first. Snap back to Meyer, handoff, right tackle, a lot of running room. Look at the ball carrier, Slither, wiggling down inside the 10 to the 5, close to it. Another first down. Anna knocking on the door. And Chuck, that may have been a new ball carrier for the Anna Rockets on that play.
I thought it was Juleskamp. It was 20, wasn't it?
It might have been 26, Tyler McVetti, a senior. Could have been the third different running back in there for Anna in the first quarter of this game. At any rate, it was a superb run. Line of scrimmage for Anna at the 8 of Brookville. This time the ball carrier tripped up at the 4.5. That's Hjulskamp. 40 seconds to go, opening quarter. Second and goal for Anna inside the 5 of the Blue Devils. Half minute remaining in the first period. Anna taking a long time getting the play in from head coach Nick Marino. Rockets must run this play from scrimmage because the play clock is at 12, game clock is at 20. Play clock at 6, 5. Myers got Ensley alongside. Here is the handoff to Aiden, outside right guard, and he wriggles to the 2. The 1 did not quite get into the end zone, though. That's the last play of the opening period. Anna's outside the 1-yard line. When we start the second quarter, a third down upcoming. Rockets already lead Brookville 14-0 at the end of 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Brookville. Rockets lead the Blue Devils 14-0. We are a moment away from the start of the second quarter here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
148 yards on the ground for and 30 in the air, 178 yards in the first quarter for Anna, and 15 total yards for Brookville.
And though the Rockets, Chuck, have not thrown it very much, when Anna has, Anna's looked sharp through the air.
3 for 5 for 30 yards, they'll take that all night long.
Uh-huh, indeed. Anna displaying a bevy of good receivers and running backs to support quarterback Travis Meyer. Offensive and defensive lines have been excellent in this game. On third and goal from outside the 1 to start the second quarter, Aiden Ensley tries to jut through a hole outside left tackle, and he's met and driven back. He's nailed hard.
That was Wallen, and I'll tell you what, he had him in his sights from the beginning.
Yep. Wallen targeted Ensley. He was a marked man on that play, Aiden was. He was jarred behind the line back at the 3. Goal to go for Anna. 3-yard line of Brookville. Meyer sends a man in motion. Snap back to Travis. Rolling right. He's back at the 15, the 10. He's going to try and run it. I don't think he made it. He is pushed out of play at the 1-yard line. Travis Meyer didn't find a receiver. He tucked it and ran. Brookville takes over at its own 1. And I guess, Chuck, if you turn the ball over on downs, that's a good spot to do it.
If you're ever going to turn it over, I mean, you'd like the 6, but, yeah, that's the spot to do it. That was another good call on that. When he gave him the option to run or pass, everything was covered, and he tried to dive. Good defensive play kept him from turning. They turned him away to knock him out of bounds.
Yep, fine stand by the Brookville Blue Devils defense. Offense with Mason Statt at quarterback back on the field. Brookville at its own 1. 9-man defensive front for Anna. And look out, here's a run by Wallen. He gets through a crease, shoots out across the 15 to the 19. Wow, Chuck. He had maybe one man to beat for a 99-yard dash to Pater. Wow. Boy, the play looked clogged up at the 2 or 3, and then out of the stack spurted Wallen. Fine tackle in the secondary by Anna. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Wallen on 1st and 10, outside left tackle. Lurches out ahead to the 22. Second down and 6. He picked up 4. Did Vore, who was in on that play for Brookville, running the football. Brookville can get a first down out at the Blue Devils 28. Second down here. Jacob Vore in the offensive backfield, along with Wallen. Here's a deep handoff back at the 18, running play left guard. It is Wallen stutter-stepping, met at the 25, dropped right there. Third and 3.5 to go for a first down for Brookville.
Pickwell leads Trotwood 7-0 in the first quarter. That would be a surprise. It's really early, but Trotwood beat Troy 48-0 last week.
It destroyed them. Under 10 to play in the second. Brookville needs 3.5 yards here to get a new set of four. Here's a fake handoff. The quarterback, Mason Stout, rolls out to the right, back to pass. Under a lot of duress, nearly sacked.
Wow.
Does get the ball away, far hash mark. Yes, it's caught at the 35-yard line. Wow, Mason Stout pulled a Houdini, Chuck, in the offensive backfield. Looked like he was going to be tackled for a 10 or 12-yard setback. He eluded hot water, got the ball away. First down, Brookville, 36-yard line.
Receiver did a nice job of finding a hole in the defense and setting down so he could find him, too. That was an outstanding play by both young men.
Alex Cherry on the receiving end. First and 10, Blue Devils across their own 35. Just short of 3 minutes gone, quarter number two. And Anna stuffs this running play on first and 10. Small advance, 37-yard line. Second down, 8 for Brookville. 14-0, Anna in the lead. First 3 minutes, quarter number two. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. It's a double tight look. Three backs behind the quarterback, Stout. Play action, rolling left. Wants to pump it, can't. Anna pursues him. Stout's got a run across the 40, caught from behind at the 44. He did race ahead for about 4 or 5. Austin Foate tracked him. Third and 3 for Brookville at the Blue Devils, 43.
The Blue Devils need to sustain a drive here because they have not shown that they can do much to stop Anna right now.
Right. Good coverage by Anna on that play, forcing Stout to eventually have to eat the football. And Foate was alert for Anna, making the stop a few yards downfield. Offensive running play, Wallen, offensive backfield. Anna spying on him, drills him at the 41. He might have lost a yard. Fourth down for Brookville. The Blue Devils have to punt just across their own 40 with 7:50 left to go here in the second quarter.
Again, great penetration by the defensive line. That play got blown up before it had a chance to start.
Well, on third and short all night for Brookville, Chuck, you can bet that Bailey Wallen's going to receive the football.
Well, and it's been effective for them for a couple of years, so they're not going to change it now.
Exactly. Brookville to punt. Cherry, the punter, back at his 30, takes the snap. Pretty good rushes on. Line drive kick over the fingertips of an Anna man. Picked up by Anna, the 21, run up the far sideline. Good return of 22 or 23 yards across the 40. It was Kaufman on the mad dash, short of the 45. Anna, though, again, excellent field position.
Well, he did a great job because if Kaufman would have let that go by him, they would have had the ball about their own 10, and now they're outside of the 40.
Yes, alert play by Kaufman of Anna. We've played just short of 5 minutes here in the second quarter. Rockets lead the Blue Devils 14-0. Travis Meyer at quarterback, the 6'2 signal caller, stuffed the football into the tummy of the ball carrier, who backpedals across the 45 to the 47, wedging out 5 or 6, setting up a 2nd and 4.
I tell you what, Ensley, he ran, he got 6 yards there. 5 of those were backwards.
Exactly right. Ensley, the workhorse for Anna. Wallen, the workhorse for Brookville. 2nd and 4 Rockets from their own 47. 14-0 Anna, 6:35 to go, period number 2. 4 receivers flanked, 2 left, 2 right. Snap to Meyer, bobbles, scoops it up off the ground, and strides forward short of the line of scrimmage. His knee touches down, setting up a 3rd and 5 for Anna. Rockets have made very few mistakes in this game tonight. That was a slight error there.
Yeah, it looked like the snap was okay. He might have taken his eyes off the snap to see where the defense was.
Right. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Third and five, Anna. Meyer looking, throwing left sideline before the receiver turns, and it's wide of the mark, out of bounds at the 42.
They weren't on the same page that time because the out was open and the receiver went in. And the throw was to the outside. And that's I don't think that's a called play. I think that's a read play, and the receiver has to know from where the defender is lined up where the pass is going to go.
Mm-hmm. And the quarterback, Meyer, threw it to the outside. Foat turned far hash mark to the inside. Miscommunication on the third down pass play. Anna forced a punt from its own 46. Foat in punt formation at his 32. Leaps, gets the high snap. Excellent kick. Wow. He hammers it. Brookville receives. Down inside, it's 15. Flag thrown against the Blue Devils. Looked like a clip or a hold at the 10. Return across the 15 or 16. But Brookville will be penalized deep in its own end of the field.
Yeah, it was definitely a block in the back, and it was so obvious that everybody in the stands went, oh.
5:49 to go in quarter number two. Anna Rockets up over Brookville by a 14-0 count. So many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture. Located west of Interstate 75 and Route 47, Michigan Avenue in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced just right. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? And thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Dickman. With multiple locations in West Central Ohio, thank you so much, Dickman, for being a part of our scorersbroadcast.com family. Brookville with a first and 10 from its own 7, and the running play is stood up shy of the 10. Perhaps the Blue Devils did reach the 10. Malachi Minnick, who played so well for Anna a week ago, in there on the hit. Gain of 4 on the play for Brookville, second down and 6. Nose of the football, an inch short of the 10-yard line. 5:20 left to go here in the first half of this game. Anna leading 14-0, nearly missed by 2 feet another touchdown when Travis Meyer was stopped short of the pylon on a running play. Here's a sweep to the right. Wallet gets on the edge. He's on the periphery, the Anna defense. And he makes a scoot up the right sideline. He's got the first down and then some. Eluding tacklers to the 18. Picked up a quick 8. First and 10, Brookville, short of the 20.
He's a powerful runner, but kid's got some speed, too. He did a nice job of getting the corner that time.
Good fake on the inside by the quarterback Stout of Brookville. And then Wallen took it on the jet sweep to the right. First and 10, Blue Devils. 18-yard line in Brookville's end. Lone back now behind the quarterback, man in motion. Stout with a quick hitter, no dice. Anna's all over it, smothering that running play at the line of scrimmage.
Hand off to Justin Eiler. Give him a yard on that.
Luthman subdued the play for Anna. He was a standout performer last week on defense, and he was on that running back's hind end at the 18-yard line?
Yeah, he stood. The guard tried to block him. He stood him straight up and just waited and used his hands to move him off of him to make the play.
Heck of a play by Luthman. A rush from scrimmage by Brookville again. It is Wallen going outside right tackles. Got a block, puts his head down, and plows to the 24-yard line. Give him 6, 3rd and 4. Kaufman tripped him up for Anna. 3:49 to go here in the second quarter. Anna got the ball to start the game and quickly put 7 points on the board. Brookville had deferred, thus the Blue Devils will receive to start the third quarter. Anna would like to get a stop here and have another offensive chance before the end of the half. Man in motion across the formation. Running play, Brookville, left tackle. Anna's all over it. Rockets turn the ball carrier around at the 24. It was Vohr, nowhere to go. Braden Farley, who's performed well offensively and defensively along the line for Anna, was in there on the tackle, and the Rockets will indeed get the ball back with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cherry to punt for Brookville from his own 15.
Bill Fountain has tied the score in the second quarter, 7-7 against the Yellow Jackets.
Very good football game at the Chieftain Stadium. Bill Fountain 7, Sydney 7. Here's a block punt by Anna. Brookville falls on it back inside the 10-yard line. Let's see where it will be marked for play as we try to scrutinize the back of the Anna player's jersey. Wow, Cantrell on the block. Yeah. Luke Cantrell.
He almost beat the snap back to the punter.
He sure did. Nearly took it off the punter's foot, did Cantrell for Anna. Brookville gets a timeout called. 2:43 left in the second. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby,
and thank you so much to these Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com on Rushi Versailles Road, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. First down, Anna inside the 15. And here's a running play for the Rockets, nearly stopped at the line of scrimmage, but squirting out of trouble is the ball carrier for Anna, who's down inside the 10-yard line. It's Riley Yuleskamp, who made a nice pickup out of very little.
Boy, there, a nice 1-2 punch between him and Ensley.
2:20 left to go, second quarter. Anna 14, Brookville nothing. Second down and 5 for the Rockets inside the 10 of Brookville. Man in motion, Meyer, handoff, right tackle, ball carrier thrown forward, down near the goal line. Stopped at the 2, goal to go, Anna Yuleskamp forged a nice gain once more. First and 10 Rockets, 2 minutes to go, second period. Boy, Anna getting a stop, Chuck, when the Rockets did. Forced Brookville to punt, and then the big block. Rockets in business, goal to go outside the 2 of Brookville. Tight formation, big pile up at the 1 yard line. Don't think the ball carrier got in, although in a second or third effort, he might have. And the referee is going to point the ball down at the 6-inch line.
I don't think I can, I can't put down a half yard gain, so I'm going to give him one.
Well, Malachi Minnick, who's a big force on defense, was in on that running play for Anna. What do you call that look, Chuck, when you bring your big defensive player into the offensive backfield?
I'm going to go back to the Bears. We're going to call it the fridge.
There you go. Anna, goal to go, 1 foot line, no signal yet. Travis Meyer quarterbacking up over top. He's got it. Touchdown. Rockets lead 20-0 with just over a minute to go in the second quarter. All set up by the block punt. Rockets Flynn on for the PATs, 2 for 2 so far. Travis Meyer will place the ball down at the 10. Good snap. Ball spotted down. Placement away by Flynn. Plenty of distance. It's long and high, and it's perfect. Anna Rockets bolt on top of Brookville. 21-0. Last 60 seconds of the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Following the Anna extra point, Chuck, I may have said just over 60 seconds to go in the first quarter. I meant first half. Anna 21, Brookville nothing. Somebody told me this past week that the Rockets in the opening game a week ago appeared to be in mid-season form. I'll tell you what, I'll echo that right now.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
108. Remaining here in the second. Kickoff, Anna is angling down inside the 10. Marker thrown, it goes out of bounds in the field of play. Did not make it to the end zone.
That was close.
Yes. Blue Devils will start by rule out at the Brookville, 35, is it, Chuck?
35. Or they can have them go back five and kick again if they choose to. I think I'd take it at the 35.
Brookville will get the ball to start the second half of this game. Blue Devils offense, Chuck, is not one that prefers to have to produce points in just over a minute of play late in the first half.
No, they're not built for that. They're built to grind and really maybe pop a long run, which they came close to doing from their own 1 yard line early in the second quarter.
Yes. Let's see if the Anna Rockets send a couple defensive backs a good 20 yards downfield on first and 10 for Brookville from the Blue Devils 35 with 68 seconds to go in the first quarter, or I should say first half, and Anna leading 21-0. And here's a rollout to the left by Stout, and he floats a pass near sideline, not even close. Incomplete, missed his man by 6 or 7 yards at the 40. Second and 10, Brookville. Now, one thing Brookville does not want to do, Chuck, is throw three straight incompletions and give Anna the ball back with 50 seconds to go in the period.
I don't think we're going to see him throw the ball. I think they took a shot on first. I'll be surprised if they throw it here on second down.
Yep. That play took 4 seconds. Brookville to the line of scrimmage. The receiver, Cherry, split several yards to the right. Stout, the QB under center. Misdirection, Wallen, left tackle, bucks across the 40, 45, and bangs to the 50. That's a 15-yard spurt. First and 10, Blue Devils, right at midfield.
You get a feeling when the kid has the football that he could score at any time.
No question about it. And here we go with four receivers for the Blue Devils, a seldom-used formation. Two left, two right. High snap to Stout. He tips it to himself, then unloads a pass while running backwards. It's caught at the line of scrimmage. Tackle made immediately. Will be interesting to see where forward progress is placed. In the NFL, Chuck, the receiver might have been given close to the line of scrimmage, but in this instance, it's a minus two. And Brookville will get a timeout called. 29 seconds to go in the second quarter, Anna 21, Brookville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. we can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Degman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Degman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
As we return to action with 21 seconds to go in the second quarter, Bailey Wallen on an off-tackle play for Brookville makes one man miss, then sprints to the outside and springs it for a big gainer. He's got about 16, 17 yards as he gets out on the perimeter and dashes from the 50 down to the Anna 33.
He had a nice stiff arm to get that extra 7 or 8 yards.
Oh, didn't he, though, Chuck? Wow. That was a brilliant move by Wallen. And the snap to the quarterback, Stout, is dropped. He loses two to the 35. 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Brookville gets another timeout. We'll take another break late in the second. And a 21, Brookville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, that fumbled snap did two things. It also made them use their last timeout.
It sure did. 16.5 to go until the end of the first half. Brookville is at the Anna 35, trailing 21-0. Here's a drop by Stout. Play action, throwing, post pattern, end zone. Anna's got it well covered, and it's picked off 5 yards deep in the end zone. Rockets with the intercept. Boy, Anna has played pass coverage in fine fashion in this game tonight. Interception number two, Riley Uhlskamp was there. He was stride for stride with the receiver. That's a couple times tonight. Anna has looked like the receiver in the defensive secondary. Touchback, the ball comes out to the 20 with 9 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, he played that exceptionally well, and he saw it coming, and he shielded the receiver almost like he was the receiver. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully done. Yep, expertly finished off here in the second quarter by Anna's defense, which thwarts Brookville. Interception in the end zone. Anna with a kneel down by Travis Meyer, and that's it. Two quarters in the books here at Brookville, and the Anna Rockets look mighty good, leading the Blue Devils 3 touchdowns to none. It's a 21-0 score here at halftime. Like to let you know that we anticipate Brian Reok, who was the coach of the Anna Girls State Championship track and field team last spring, to be our halftime guest. We'll have Brian along shortly. Coming up in the next few minutes, Chuck will have stats as we look back at the first half. Dominated by Anna, 21-0 score. The Rockets well out in front. So many thanks to our outstanding underwriting anchor sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including Wilson Health Sports Medicine, LaCal Equipment, American Architectural Glass, the U.S. Bank, Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear, and the Sydney Daily News. Clancy's is our underwriting sponsor for our post game, our star of the game. when this game ends tonight. Also, thank you to these Anna area sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions, with your computer needs for you. If you've got a problem, call Adams Tech Solutions, which is also in the business now of providing customized promotional items for you. T-shirts, mugs, pens. Adams Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S in Anna. And thanks as well to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Marching Band, Chuck, has made the trip. Anna Group in green and white out on the field, tuning up at the moment. Skies haven't cleared, but, Chuck, we don't see any dark, menacing clouds overhead at all.
No, there's a leak, and you can see a little light in there in between the clouds. This is one of the weakest hurricanes I've ever seen. I'm not making fun of that happened in Houston, because that is just unbelievable.
Well, the storm got to the coast and just stalled out.
Yep.
and just produced torrents of rain, 4 feet of it in some locations.
Well, there's another Category 3 out there right now, and they're really hoping that that thing turns and heads out to sea.
Yes. But the rain has subsided. It's chilly here tonight. It's October-like, no doubt about that.
It's cold. It's not chilly. It's cold.
Anna Rockets football team red hot here in the first half, though, leading Brookville by a count of 21-0. Chuck, we'll take a two-minute break, then return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, a look at stats. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it, the way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it, come on.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Brookville. Halftime, Anna on top of the Blue Devils by a 21-0 count. And, Chuck, we have been extremely impressed by the green and white through two quarters.
Well, they have dominated the stats, and they were 1 yard away from having a 28-0 lead here at the half. Running the football, we talked about Brookville and how well they do that. 20 attempts for 95 yards. Anna did a great job in the first half. 2 of 6 throwing the ball for 8 yards, 2 interceptions, 103 total yards, 7 first downs, turned the ball over twice. And on the other hand, 25 rushes for 164 yards, 3 of 6 throwing the ball, 30 yards, 194 total yards in the first half. Outstanding. 9 first downs, did not turn the ball over once in the first half.
Anna, Chuck, very experienced. It's showing. It's a mature team, a seasoned club. 2 years ago here, Brookville was the experienced team on that particular night. We had a vicious rainstorm, had to finish the game on Saturday. But as head coach Nick Marino mentioned in the pregame, he's got senior leadership throughout the lineup this year, and it's on display tonight.
Well, they're doing an outstanding job. I mean, we talk a lot about the skill players, but boy, both the offensive and defensive lines are doing an outstanding job tonight.
Very little has gone wrong. I can think of maybe one bobbled snap. That's about the only imperfection in what has been a near-perfect night so far for Anna.
You don't have to make a lot of changes if that's the worst thing that happened to you in the first half.
No. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Score after two quarters, Anna 21, Brookville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back to Brookville High School. Anna Rockets 21, Brookville nothing here at halftime. This reminder, next week on scoresbroadcast.com, we will feature a 7 p.m. kickoff, Dayton Carroll at Sydney. On the web online for you at 6:35 p.m. next Friday evening, Dayton Carroll at Sydney. At last report, Sydney and Bell Fountain were tied 7-7 in the second quarter. Well, the 2016-17 school year was a successful one for Southwestern District high school teams. In terms of state championships, you look down the list, Marion Local won Division VI in football, a state title for Minster in Division IV baseball, Jackson Center girls state championship in D4 volleyball, cross country Division III girls title to Minster, cross-country Division III boys title to Fort Loramie. Coldwater girls won the D2 state bowling championship. And in track and field, the Anna girls won the D3 state title. And I'm privileged to have with me Brian Reock, head coach of that group of young ladies here at the half of this Anna Brookville game. Brian, wow, what a notch in the feather of the cap of all those young ladies. A tribute to you and them, and congratulations to Anna High School for that state championship last spring.
Well, thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun, and you need to be careful about saying a tribute to me. That was, you know, I'm a math teacher, so I would say all the time that that season was 80% talent, 25% hard work, and negative 5% coaching. So the girls did a really nice job.
Well, as the math teacher, didn't you compute the final scoring in that track and field, 38 points Anna, 36 Minster, to win the title by two?
No, but, you know, as a track coach, and anybody that's been around it knows that you're always kind of crunching those numbers as the course of the meet goes.
Sure. We talked earlier today, you thought going into that track and field state championship on the girls' side this past spring that Louisville, St. Thomas Aquinas might be the chief challenger. Turned out to be Minster. It was nip and tuck right down to the end. When did you know that Anna had it wrapped up? Was it the very last event?
When we crossed the finish line in the 4x4. Minster had a real nice race by freshman in the mile, and they scored some points, and St. Thomas Aquinas didn't have a good meet, and so that's when I knew Minster was going to be our competition. And after the 2 mile, when nobody from Minster scored and they had two girls in it, I felt like we had a pretty good shot.
Mm-hmm. Let's put in layman's terms what track and field at the state championship level is all about. How many events, how many young ladies compete, so on and so forth.
Well, there's 17 events, and mm-hmm. for us, we had five different. We competed in five different events, three mm-hmm. relays, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. Mm-hmm. Kennedy Glover was in the open eight, and Hannah Shoemaker was in the 300-meter hurdles. And, you know, track and field, probably more than any other sport, you're rewarded for having superior athletes, and we did. And I think in any sport, you'll find that this is the case. When your best athletes are your best leaders and your hardest workers in practice, you're going to have good things happen, and that's what happened for us.
A superior athletes led by a superior coach.
Well, yeah, okay. Once again, let's not overstate that. And Kennedy Glover, I can't say enough about her athleticism and her ability. She's a rare athlete. She was impressive. She's probably one of the top two or three athletes I've ever coached in terms of her ability to lead, her ability to work hard in practice and mm-hmm. lead other people, and then she's just a tremendous talent.
You talk about working hard. Track and field, like so many other high school sports, is not just a seasonal endeavor. It's almost a year-round journey prepping for the season when it comes. And then, of course, you've got to continue to improve and develop over the course of the campaign. And Anna achieved the biggest goal, the state championship. Talk about the year-round training and commitment that's required of these young ladies.
You know, and a lot of people out there in the audience are probably going to disagree with me, but I'm not a big fan of that second season stuff. I think that's shenanigans and hot garbage. I think let kids be kids, let athletes be athletes. If they're good enough to play two or three sports, let them do it. If they want to train more, that's fine. We make that available to them. But, you know, most of those kids, once high school is over, are finished with athletics and and we just want to make sure that, A, we don't overtrain them, and, two, we don't burn them out.
Day of a meet, what's the routine for these young ladies? Is it an extra hour or two of sleep the night before? Is it a special diet? Is it a cat nap before the meet starts?
A track is a different animal. It's more of an individual sport than it is a team sport. You know, being a former football coach, you know, I'm wound pretty tight, and I like routine. I like things to be just so. And track's a little different. They're more free spirits, so each kid's kind of got their own routine and the way that they like to get ready in terms of mental preparation and physical preparation and diet. So, you know, a lot of times it's whatever works for those kids. And these girls, we talked earlier, were always really good with their diet. Girls are different. They don't eat a bunch of junk food like the boys do. So I didn't really have to get after them about those types of things.
So in your math class, when you have these track and field ladies, they're not eating ice cream and cake. They're eating carrots and celery?
Yeah, I had all those girls in class eating carrots and celery and dry cereal and pretzels. And so I didn't have to chase them for that.
Brian Reok, head coach of the Anna Girls State Championship track and field team, our guest here at the half of Anna football tonight. The Rockets lead Brookville by a score of 21-0 after two quarters. You no doubt have liked what you've seen from Anna football here tonight.
Coach Moreno's done a good job. We're good up front. I can't say enough about Abe Wildermuth, number 65, our right tackle. He's absolutely getting after the defensive end linebackers. I mean, he's what makes us go up front offensively. And even though we're not necessarily doing that well throwing the ball, this is about as complete a team as we've had since the Wes Hunsucker and the Derek Billings back in 2008, 2009, 2010.
Yep, no question. Chuck, my color announcer, engineer, and stat man, remarked in the first half, there were three or four Anna running plays where the offensive linemen for Anna were out in front of the ball carrier, Angeli or Huelskamp. They were still standing, providing that big wall that was moving out in front, and the ball carrier was still upright behind that wave of offensive linemen 6-7 yards downfield. Boy, that's when it's looking pretty good for your offensive unit.
Right. We're clearly pretty talented up front on both sides of the ball, and I think that's a testament, like I said, to what Coach Marino has done and Coach Steve Hunsucker is the offensive line coach, and they do a really nice job.
Back to the girls' track and field team. What's in store this season? Who returns? You'll be very competitive again, I'm sure.
Right. I think we lost five seniors and four of them that scored quite a few of our meets. Two of our better throwers graduated, and Kennedy Glover and Krista Garrett, who kind of were our leaders on that state title run, and they're both gone. But we've got some good athletes coming back, I think. Hannah Shoemaker qualified to state 300-meter hurdles. Her goal is set on breaking the school record, which should get her at or near the state championship, and Hannah Shoemaker has got a lot of goals as well, and she's got the ability to be an individual qualifier, and we've got some other hurdlers and seniors, so I think we're going to be pretty decent.
Before the season began last spring, did you know this was a special unit? Did you feel like you had a chance to compete at the state championship level?
I did, and that's not anything clever on my part. I talked to Amber Warwell, who was the coach before me the year before. I asked her, I said, I begged her to stay one more year because I knew we were going to be good. Kennedy Glover didn't run from the year before, and Rachel Shoemaker was hurt and didn't run from the year before. So I knew we had a lot coming back, plus with those two, we were going to be pretty special.
Wow. Brian, congratulations. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Outstanding coach, great math teacher, Anna High School, Brian Reock, our guest here at the half of Anna Brookville tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. And we'll see you in weeks ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Well, it's a drizzly night here at Brookville. What rain did occur before the game has subsided, as we say thanks again to Brian Reock, our halftime guest. Brian, head coach of the girls' state championship track and field team at Anna, winning the title this past spring. Wow, Chuck, great year in 2016-17 for high school sports teams in our region. As I noted a few minutes ago, Marion Local won football, Minster baseball, Jackson Center volleyball, Minster girls cross country, Fort Loramie boys cross country, Coldwater won girls bowling, and Anna took the D3 Girls Track and Field Championship. Wow, a real tribute to them. And it was a pleasure having Brian Reock on with us here at the halftime break. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They include Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Local Equipment, American Architectural Glass, the U.S. Bank, Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear, and the Sydney Daily News. We'll return shortly with the start of the second half of this game. Anna Rockets lead Brookville at intermission by a count of 21-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere.
Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're back here at Brookville High School. It's a dreary-looking night. It's been relatively dry. There's certainly no onslaught of rain, a little drizzle before the kickoff, a slight shower prior to the game getting started.
Looks like the puddles down there, there's still a little something dropping there on the track.
Yep.
I mean, there's a little bit of a drizzle, but it's nothing major.
The wind, Chuck, has been virtually nil most
right.
all evening.
Yep. Yeah. It's blowing straight down if you look at the flag.
Unlike 2 years ago when we were here, we experienced a big-time electrical storm. In fact, we couldn't play on Friday night. Had to come back on Saturday. But this storm tonight has stayed generally to the south of us between Dayton and Cincinnati. And we are playing high school football. Anna has taken advantage. Rockets 21, Brookville nothing. We are just a moment away from the start of the third quarter. Brian Reok, Chuck, who was our guest at the halftime. Brian, the coach of the state championship girls track and field team this past spring, noted the name Abe Wildermuth for Anna. He has been a stud.
Oh, yeah.
Up front.
you could go down the offensive line and name them all, but Wildermuth has been outstanding.
Rockets offensive unit features Abe Wildermuth up front, along with Seth Stiffel. Isaac Dodds is at center. Also on the offensive line, Will Luthman, and a missing one other one up front. Wildermuth, Stiffel, don't want to overlook another. Dodds, of course, Luthman, and I'll find that other offensive lineman momentarily. As Anna kicks off to start the third period, returned by Brookville from the 10, out across the 25, broken tackle, another one. Look at Bailey Wallen go, and he splashes his way out across the 35 to the 38-yard line. Excellent return by Wallen. But, Chuck, you don't see a running back digging his legs as hard and as constant as Wallen does very often.
Well, he's as advertised. I've been impressed with him. I know they haven't scored yet, but they have zero passing attack. So they're keying on him, and he's still getting his yards.
First and 10, Brookville at the Blue Devils' 38-yard line, opening seconds, third quarter of the game. And the quarterback, Mason Stout, feeds the football off to the ball carrier, who's pounded down right at the 40. He gained two. Second down, 8 for the Blue Devils. Anna's defensive group has gotten outstanding play from Wildermuth, Cantrell, Luthman. That trio repeatedly has been in on tackle after tackle. Second down, Blue Devils, 40-yard line.
Second man through, gets the nod. Ball fed from the quarterback Stout to Wallen, outside left tackle. He gets those shoulders turned upfield, and he barrels from west to east to the 49 of Brookville and a first down.
Well, once he gets his momentum going forward, when they tackle him, he's not going backwards. He's going to get another 2 yards as he goes down.
To the line of scrimmage, Brookville, 49-yard line. 3-touchdown lead for Anna. Again, misdirection, offensive backfield. 3 backs behind the quarterback Stout, 2 tight ends. It's Jacob Vohr getting the football this time as he is dealt it by the quarterback Stout. And he hammers to the 45 of Anna, gain of 4.5 on the play, close to 5. Second down and about 5 for the Blue Devils. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Anna on top, 21-0. Slot right, 2 backs behind Stout. Wallen gets the call. He's got a little bit of a crease. He slides through it. The 40 inside. The 40 to the 36, 35. Another first down for Brookville, which is very steadfast, Chuck, on getting back into this game here at the outset of the third quarter via the rush.
Well, I don't think they have any choice.
Right.
The only time they threw the ball in the first half is when they had no choice.
Blue Devil attack, predominantly a run game. Handoff, no, it doesn't go to Wallen. Vohr instead was chucked the football. He put his head down, hammered to the 32, garnered 4, second down 6. 9:40 left, third quarter, and a 21, Brookville nothing. Blue Devils have a 3rd and a half dozen at the Anna 32. Nose guard for Anna, Logan Cathcart. What did I say, Chuck?
You said third.
Third down. I should have said
second.
Yep, second down. Slot right. Ball fed on the play to Wallen. He weaves outside right tackle and cuts back against the flow and chugs down to the 21, 2 yards short of the first down marker. 3rd and 2, Brookville. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Wildermuth's name mentioned by the public address, and they're on the stop for Anna. Ethan Bird came up to put a glancing blow in the ball carrier. 3rd and a couple. Guess who gets the ball? Wallen. Anna stuffs him at the line of scrimmage. No gain. 4th and 2 for Brookville. Yep, similar situation earlier, Chuck. 3rd and short. Anna knew Wallen was going to be dealt the leather. He was. Anna spied on him, made the hit immediately. Same thing happened here. In fact, Brookville might have lost a foot on that play. Let's see what is in the hip pocket of head coach Mike Hetrick on a big possession down outside the 25 of Anna. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. It's Wallen. Nothing open over left tackle. He curves around the corner. It's a sprint to the sideline. He's got the first down and then some. Flag thrown at the 12, the side of the tackle. It's going to be perhaps goal to go after the step off on the penalty against Anna. What you like about Wallen, Chuck, he's got the ability to go both inside and out.
Right. He runs well between the tackles, but at the same time, yeah, he used some real quickness that time. They call it a horse collar. I don't agree with that. He had him by the jersey about halfway down. Mm-hmm. There's no way that's a horse collar.
I'd agree with you. Goal to go, 6-yard line for Brookville. 8:02 left in the third quarter. Brookville with a serious challenge. Anna wants to regroup and get a timeout. And the white-shirted Rockets get a reprieve, a break. Brookville knocking on the door, 21-0 Anna early in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40
40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Goal to go, Brookville from the 6 of Anna. Running play between center and right guard is wedged forward for two. Wallen stuck his nose inside the 5. Goal to go from the 4 for Brookville. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. 21-0 Anna. Serious threat being posed here by the Brookville Blue Devils. Here's a quick cadence by the quarterback, Stout. Good pursuit by Anna, which wraps up the ball carrier behind the line. And once again, a late marker thrown. Wallen tackled by Bird at the 7. Ethan Bird's played very well defensively. And the officials will sort this out.
You're going to call a late hit. And again, I don't agree with it.
Didn't see it. Nope.
He stood there and held the flag for about 10 seconds before he threw it. Instead of 3rd and 5 now, it's going to be 1st and goal.
Well, I'll go on record, Chuck, as saying the two penalty calls against Anna here at the end of this drive have been a little picky.
Okay, maybe a personal foul is not an automatic, so it's still going to be 2nd down now.
So Brookville takes the penalty, obviously not the result of the play, which was a short loss. 2nd and goal from the 3 for the Blue Devils. And you can bet Brookville will run the football. 2 tight ends, slot right. 2 backs behind the quarterback, Mason Stout, who gives to Wallen. And Wallen slices outside right tackle. He's at the goal line, reaches over, got it, touchdown. 21-6, Anna's lead is trimmed to 15. On the slant over the right side of the line by the running back, Bailey Wallen of the Blue Devils. Well, Brookville now within 2 scores of Anna with 1.5 to go in the game. And, of course, that situation will still allow Brookville to run the football some. Extra point try, wide left. It's no good. Kick is missed. It hooked to the left side outside the upright. That's a big miscue by Brookville. The lead for Anna is 15. Rockets are up an 8 and a 7. 7:11 to go, third quarter, 21-6. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team. Or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack back with Chuck at Brookville. Up by 2 touchdowns now. Anna, Chuck, must reassert its superiority on the offensive line. That group for the Rockets has turned in a standout performance here tonight. Will Luthman up front. Brandon Farley, Isaac Dodds, they have been excellent, along with Seth Stiffel and Abe Wildermuth. Kickoff by Brookville, down to the 11, nearly going to a knee as the return man for Anna. He doesn't touch down, though, stays on his feet, and look at him roll right back up the far hash, 39-yard line.
That was Ensley, and I'll tell you what, he didn't get a whole lot of momentum early, but when he got rolling that direction, he's tough to stop.
Well, Anna has been superb receiving kicks all night long. Punts, kickoffs, you name it. Good field position for the Rockets time and time again after the exchange of the football. Here's Travis Meyer quarterbacking, handing off, ball carrier, puts his head down, lunges to the 41. He garners 3, 2nd and 7. Ensley met resistance across the 40-yard line. 6:40 to go third quarter, about halfway through this third period. Anna leads 21-6 over Brookville.
First time they've touched the ball here in the second half.
Yes. Very lengthy march to pay dirt of nearly 5 minutes for Brookville, aided by two penalties at the end of the drive. Slot left, two receivers left. Travis Meyer throws right. Leaping catch at the 47-yard line. And the young man who hauled in the ball is drilled in the small of the back right now. Griffin Dosick, who's caught a few tonight, reached up, speared that one. 2 feet short of a first down. Third down, less than one for Anna at the Rockets' 47. Would be interesting to see here if the Rockets were stopped for no gain. Would they indeed go for it near midfield? Uh-oh, I think Anna had movement from the right tackle. Yes, sir. Right, now it's going to be third and a little bit longer.
Now they might have to think about maybe throwing it.
Uh-huh. That false start up front really alters the situation dramatically.
Well, that was Wildermuth, and he's too big to miss when he moves a little like that.
And third and a foot or two, Travis Meyer could fall forward for a first down. Not so now. Line of scrimmage, the 42. Rockets must get to close to the 48 for a first down. Two receivers near side. Travis Meyer looks to the Anna bench and head coach Nick Marino. Long cadence. Eight-man defensive front for Brookville. Oh, here's a look-in pass and a beauty thrown by Travis Meyer to the receiver who grabs at the 45, and he's off to the races. Look at him go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown. Wow. Austin Fote ran a quick post, a tight slant over the middle. Travis Meyer threw a beauty. He hummed it right on the nose, chest high to Fote. It looked like a play out of the National Football League playbook, Chuck.
No doubt. They've been running that where they read it and either go short in or short out to get the first down. That time he just ran the post, and it was run to perfection.
Wow. Flynn on for the PAT. Touchdown for the Anna Rockets, and it traveled about, 48 yards?
It was 58.
I'm sorry, 58 yards. Anna muffs the PAT try, and at the end of the play, Flynn, or maybe the holder, Travis Meyer, runs out to the right. Football was loose on the ground, picked up by Anna, and then back against the grain, a pass was thrown from about the 14 or 15-yard line. Brookville bats it down. So after each touchdown here in the third quarter, the point after is missed. 5:13 left in the period, 27-6 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, that was a mighty big answer by Anna. Very hastily, the Rockets on third down from the 42 of Anna get a touchdown strike, Meyer to Fote. And, boy, that TD strike, Chuck, had senior leadership written all over it, one senior to another. Travis Meyer threw a beaut over the middle to Fote. I don't think he was touched.
No, he was not.
No.
He was not. And it was nice. They gave up the long drive, and Brookville's a good football team. You didn't think they were going to shut him out. But Anna had the answer, boy, in lightning speed.
Excellent response by the Rockets. Brookville returns the ensuing kickoff to the 28. First and 10 Blue Devils from that spot. 5 minutes to go in the third. Anna up by 21 points, 27-6. Quarterback Stout fakes once, fakes twice, back to pass, in hot water, manages to sidestep a man or two, gets away from another white shirt, and manages to hurdle to the 31. Somehow, some way, he turned a five-yard loss into a three-yard gain.
He's shifty. I'll tell you what, he's not a bad runner.
Second and seven for Brookville at the 31.
And you're right, he probably saved him 8 yards there.
Shout-outs to these Rushi sponsors, the Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com on Rushi Versailles Road, the Jewelry Barn, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi on the web with us on scoresbroadcast.com, and Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, with your computer solutions for you, plus an array of promotional items like mugs, pens, T-shirts, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive, a longtime sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Third and five, Brookville, after a running play for a couple. Stout to throw, right flat, receiver coming back toward the line of scrimmage. Does he make the catch at the 39?
No.
No, it's knocked away by Anna. You talk about tight coverage. Woo!
17.
Wow. That was a job well done by the Anna Rockets. Boy, the secondary man came up from his corner spot, and just as the ball arrived, in textbook fashion, put a shoulder in the back of the intended receiver and jarred that ball loose. Here's the punt, but Brookville rolling dead at the Anna 41. Rockets time and time again, great field position all night.
Well, he only took one step and punted at that time because they even had the pressure on him again.
Anna blocked a punt in the second quarter of this game, leading to a touchdown. 3:39 to go in the third, 27-6 in favor of Anna. And that quick, short drive of Brookville, followed by a punt, was not what the Blue Devils head coach Mike Ketrick wanted. And now Anna, Chuck, with a time-consuming drive and more points, could just about put this game away. Two receivers left, two to the right for senior quarterback Travis Meyer. He looks in the right flat, throws it parallel to him to a receiver who breaks a tackle behind the line, and look at him go down the near sideline. No one around. Brookville in pursuit. The play goes for a 60-yard touchdown. Wow, Caleb Kaufman caught it for Anna, a little behind the line of scrimmage, and it looked like Brookville was in a busted coverage. Anna recognized it when the Rockets came up to the line. Meyer just simply flipped the ball out to Kaufman. Brookville had no defense in sight. One block, maybe a second, and Kaufman was off to the races.
Yeah, he beat the first guy. He beat his man. The other receiver threw the block, and that was all it took.
Wow. Flynn for the PAT for Anna. And this extra point try is not aborted. The kick is good. He's gotten four up off the ground in this game tonight. He's 4 of 4 in actual conversion tries. Anna 34, Brookville 6. The high-powered Rocket offense has racked up 5 touchdowns in this game. Under 3.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna has completed here in the last few minutes, Chuck, what a 58-yard touchdown pass to Fote and a 60-yard touchdown pass to Kaufman.
Yeah, they've only run the ball for 3 yards in the third quarter, but they've thrown for 124 yards on three completions.
My goodness. Travis Meyer to Austin Fote. Travis Meyer to Caleb Kaufman. That flat pass
out to the side, even with the quarterback, Meyer, was a great call. I wonder if the Anna coaches
saw something
from up above, had seen something in Brookville's defensive alignment, that it was more middle of the field heavy. And the Anna quarterback Meyer on that last offensive set for the Rockets got the ball out to Kaufman in a hurry behind the line, and Brookville had no defense in sight. In Kaufman fashion, good speed, zipping down the near sideline. It was a 60-yarder.
Well, when you have athletes on the side, on the outside like that, and you, and it's a two, a lot of times they'll put a third defender there. That time it was two defenders, two offensive players.
Yep.
You'll take that every time.
Yep. Man-on-man coverage. Brookville with possession from its 38.5, and on a first down running play of six, an Anna player is shaken up momentarily there at the point of attack.
Cramps.
And no doubt that's what it is. Early in the season, boy, you can anticipate cramps.
I get those if I stretch too quickly when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, same here.
So I think that's possibly an older thing compared to these kids.
3:03 left to go in the third. Anna on top by a 34-6 count. This is game six in this series between the two. Anna won a year ago. Brookville had won the three prior. Anna won the initial game in this series, and the Rockets are bidding tonight to tie up the series at three games apiece. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, thank you very much. The U.S. Bank, American Architectural Glass, Holloway Sportswear, the Sydney Daily News on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and Barker Insurance. Barker Insurance, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And a player has those cramps stretched out, loosened up. Whoever it was jaunts off the field under his own power and did it quite nicely. Second down and five, Brookville. Running play right up the gut for those five, and a first down to the Blue Devils, 49. Shy of the 50, first and 10, Brookville, with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Again, Anna's defensive group has been outstanding here tonight. Noah Reok, an outside linebacker, in on the last hit. Luke Cantrell, a middle backer, has had a very good game. Here's Wallen, end sweep, right side, circles the corner. He's got 5, 10, a dozen inside the 40 of Anna and out of bounds.
He got the corner turn. I thought maybe he was gone. He slipped a little bit.
First and 10, Blue Devils, 39 of Anna. Rockets have given up ground versus the Brookville rush a little more often than head coach Nick Marino would prefer in this second half. But, of course, long time-consuming drives by Brookville tend to shorten this game. Anna's got a 4-touchdown cushion. First down running effort, good for 2 to the 37 or 38. Well, a net of 1 on that play. Second down 9, Brookville. Last minute and a half of the third quarter.
Well, this is why stats are deceiving, because Anna doesn't have a first down in the third quarter, but they've scored twice.
Lightning strikes. 2 excellent touchdown passes. Travis Meyer to Austin Fote, 58 yards. Travis Meyer to Caleb Kaufman, 60 yards. Running play, Brookville, left tackle. Look at Wallen go, stays on his feet. Hurdles one man down to the 30. Riley Hulskamp tripped him up. First and 10, Blue Devils, 30 of Anna.
He's third and 1.
I'm sorry, it was not a first down. Did I say it was?
Yep.
Halftime score, Clinton Massey 10, Coldwater nothing.
Wow.
I was alerted a few months ago that was going to be a big second week knockdown drag-out affair at Coldwater. And Clinton Massey.
They've been really good the last few years.
And I heard all summer long they were maybe going to have their best team ever in the history of the school this season. And they've got a 10-zip halftime edge over Coldwater. Of course, a number of games in the upper Miami Valley starting at 7:30 tonight. This one, like many, starting at 7.
I love the 7 o'clock kickoff.
Oh, I do too. I do too. Brookville with a 1st and 10 inside the Anna 30-yard line. Timeout called. Last half minute, third quarter. Rockets on top, 34-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The last half minute of the third quarter, Brookville Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage, 1st and 10, Anna 28. Rockets on top by 28 points, 34-6. Two tights again. Quarterback Stout to throw from the 35. Has a receiver down inside the 5. Anna defending.
That's the correct.
The ball is ripped away at the last second. A late marker thrown.
That was right.
And I believe that's the correct call. Interference, Anna inside the 5.
Had him by the, you can see, he's pulling on his arm. And the official on the side of the field that was looking right at it didn't call it, but the other guy saw it.
Late flag was the proper one.
It was the correct call.
Look like what you see in the soccer field every now and then, Chuck.
Yeah, but they don't call it there.
Well, the penalty is stepped off from the line of scrimmage. It is not a foul at the spot of where it took place, which was inside the 5. And from the line of scrimmage, it stepped off inside the 15. Brookville with a 1st and 10. Third quarter taking its time and ending. We still have 19 seconds to go. Blue Devils trying to make this a 3-score difference with a touchdown here. 2 tight ends, 2 backs behind Stout. Lines are down. It's Wallen, outside right tackle, and he wriggles inside the 10, slithering to the 8-yard line. He's got about 6. Second down and 4 for Brookville, and that's the last play of the third quarter of this game. Anna Rockets, at the end of 3, lead Brookville by a count of 34-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Here it's Anna 34, Brookville 6. We start the fourth quarter. Second down, 4 yards to go for Brookville at the Anna 8.
Anna Rockets with, it looks like, about eight defensive men in the box. Handoff on the play to Wallen, outside right tackle. He shakes and bakes his way down inside the five to the four, close to a first down. Jeff Bray, Chuck, is in South Carolina. He's feeding his scores from the game in Bell Fountain.
Yeah, well,
Ohio.
He can see pretty well from South Carolina.
21-7, Sydney over Bell Fountain late in the third. Yellow Jackets bid to go 2-0. First and goal, Brookville, 4-yard line of Anna. Two tight ends again. That's the often repeated offensive set for Brookville. Running play, left guard stacked up at the two. Opening 40 seconds of the fourth quarter. Anna with a 34-6 cushion. Boy, you could tell former Anna head football coach Brian Reok really liked at halftime during our interview what he had seen from Anna through the first two quarters. Brookville's Wallen gets a touchdown outside right tackle to make it a 34-12 game. Anna on top. Rockets have given up some yardage on the ground here in the second half. Brookville has run far more plays than has Anna. Rockets with two aerial strikes for scores of 58 and 60. Brookville no choice here but to go for two. Down by 22 points. Just under 11 to play in the fourth. Three backs behind Stout. Oh, Stout fakes it, keeps it, runs left end. He is headed toward the pylon, does not make it. Try for 2 points after, denied. Anna Rockets 34, Brookville 12, 10:58 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Brookville touchdown makes our score 34-12. Try for two after, no good. Rockets still with a 22-point advantage. Brookville kicking off. Anna has gotten very good field position after the exchange of the football all night long. This time the return from the 14 is out to the 25-yard line. Ball is lost on the ground. There is a penalty marker, I think. Anna may have recovered alertly, luckily, at the 25.
Yeah, Kaufman fell on it. He gave it up and then fell on it.
Chuck, that's about the only way Brookville can get back in this game. Turnovers by Anna, takeaways by Brookville. And a recovery. Let's see what the marker's all about. Holding against the Rockets on the return. Boy, Anna's been victimized by the men in stripes here in the second half.
Well, especially the guy on the sideline here with the Brookville coaching staff. He must be the designated penalty thrower tonight.
A minute 8 gone here in the fourth quarter, 34-12. Anna Rockets need to secure the football now. Line of scrimmage spotted back inside the 10. Important set of plays coming up. Anna needs to flop field position, produce a few first downs, and make Brookville have to go a long way to register more points. Clock becoming an ally of the Rockets. Thanks again here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company, and the Jewelry Barn on Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. On the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. High quality, low prices, great combination of quality and price at the Jewelry Barn. For custom jewelry and jewelry repair, it's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Running play, Anna Ensley produced 8. That's a nice first down gainer, backed up inside your own 10. Second and a couple from the 17.5 for Anna. Long cadence here by Meyer. He takes that play clock down to about 6. Receives the snap. Handoff. Oh, boy. A big cavity is created by that offensive front of Anna. And it results in a running play by Ensley all the way out to the 29. It's good for a dozen and a first down for Anna. Again, we salute that offensive group up front for the Rockets. Boy, they've been superb all evening. Can't sing the praises enough of Will Luthman along that line of scrimmage. Braden Farley. I may have mistakenly referred to him as Brandon Early. Braden Farley has been a key cog along with center Isaac Dodds. Seth Stiffel at a guard. Abe Wildermuth at a tackle. Here's Huelskamp plowing over left guard for Anna. He stays on his feet. He rams out to the 37-yard line. That play good for 9 more.
Clancy's may have to give out 5 players of the game on the offensive line tonight.
Oh, the Rockets have been...
And you could give, Meyer's been outstanding. Ensley's been outstanding. Yep. Huelskamp's been outstanding.
Your point, Chuck, it's a big-time team performance tonight by the white-shirted Anna Rockets on the road here at Brookville. Second and a couple from the 38 of the Rockets. It's Ensley, offensive backfield, jukes left, then goes right, and he dances out across the 40, 42, 43, skipping for a first down. And as I ordered the Rockets to do, Chuck, a few plays ago, they reel off a few first downs, get away from their own goal line. They were backed up inside the 10. Football now resting out at the 43 with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And Anna in the lead, 34-12. Here's Meyer. Oh, here's a nice bolt up the middle. Sprinting to daylight is the ball carrier. 35 of Brookville. Look at him go. He's out blitzing the secondary and gone. Huelskamp to the end zone for Anna. Rockets on the board again. That 1-2 punch of Ensley. Huelskamp has been nearly impossible for the Blue Devils to stop all night. And again, Chuck, we talk about the offensive line. You or I might have been able to sprint through that hole.
Well, sprint is really stretching it, but we might have gotten 2 out of it.
Wow. That was Huelskamp. Boy, that tandem, Huelskamp and Ensley, has really ripped through this Brookville defense all evening long. The lead now for Anna is 28, 40-12, and the Rockets line up with a wide-open spread formation to go for 2 on the points after.
Trying to get it to 30 so they can run the clock.
Exactly. You're right. And here's Anna running right up the gut, down near the 2, the 1, goal line, touchdown, Rockets, who lead it 42-12. It was Huelskamp who romped for the touchdown. How many yards in his score, Chuck?
57 on the touchdown run.
57-yard run,
well,
for a touchdown?
57 on a run, 58 for a pass, 60 for a pass. That is big-time scoring.
Wow. Great production. Then Huelskamp on the 2 points after here, and you are right, Chuck. The lead now mounts to 42-12. It's at 30, and that means continuous clock time. Boy, I never dreamed that we'd get
to that point in this game, but we are.
Well, if they hadn't been stopped on the one on that fourth down play,
right.
They'd be looking at a huge score. I mean, still, 30-point lead over a team as good as Brookville, because that is a good football team.
Yes. Brookville with a couple missed points after. Thus, we've got a 30-point spread following the Anna two-point conversion, which the Rockets just made. Under 8.5 to go in the game. Anna kicking off from the 40. Anna buried Arlington last week. Brookville buried Tri-County North last week. You could argue that Arlington's better than Tri-County. Tri-County's better than Arlington. Point made is each team won easily a week ago. Arlington, though, D7. And as a result, Brookville was several spots ahead of Anna heading into play this week in this region of D5, according to the computer. But that won't be the case after tonight's result. Kickoff by Anna, return by Brookville. Ball went out of bounds on the far side, was not returned by the Blue Devils, who will put the ball in play by rule at the 35. 8:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Boy, the Rockets have done just about whatever they've wanted to do offensively, a run or pass, either way.
Yeah, they've had an outstanding offensive night. And defensively, to hold Brookville to 12 points, I think they're doing a heck of a job.
The quarterback Stout back to throw, loops one to the right, several yards downfield. It is up and over the top of the intended receiver, Vohr, who is streaming downfield out of the backfield. The lead for Anna, 30, and with that incompletion, there is no stoppage of the clock. It does continue to run, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago. And thus, we'll have a fairly quick conclusion to this game now. 7:20 left in the fourth. Brookville with a second and 10 at the Blue Devils' 35. Deep drop by Stout at his 25. Throws to the 40. Anna's Johnny on the spot, and I think it's a pickoff.
He intercepted it.
Interception, Anna at the Brookville 40. Wow, Luke Cantrell, who's been outstanding in the middle of that Anna defense tonight, is in the middle of that defensive pass coverage. He took the ball away from the tight end at the 40-yard line. Anna frequently has played pass defense tonight like the Rocket secondary people were the intended receivers.
He just stepped right in front of that. But that was going to be a swing pass played brilliantly by the defensive end. He took that away, and the quarterback really had no choice.
Wow.
He had to force something.
Boy, this experienced Anna team has its maturity on display here tonight. It's going to be a fun season for the Rockets, who should make the playoffs without question. In fact, next week's game, Chuck, on the road at Versailles, is monumental.
Wouldn't mind seeing that one.
Because the winner of that game next week has got a leg up on getting into the postseason. Both Anna and Versailles and Brookville here tonight, all Division Five teams in the same region. And
well, they're trying to sub. Do they have enough guys out there?
And if the Rockets can win next week as well as tonight over two Division Five foes in this region, that would be a big feather in the Rockets' cap, plus accumulating computer points over the course of the rest of the year, because you know Versailles and Brookville are going to win 5-6 games anyway. Line of scrimmage for Anna after the first down play from the 40 is now at the 35. There is a marker.
Delay a game.
Delay on the Rockets' second and 10 from the Brookville 40.
Well, they subbed everybody, but one of the young men didn't realize he was on the second team offense, so it took him a while to get out there.
Last we heard, Sydney led Belle Fountain 21-7 late in the third.
I think it's 28-14, if I'm not mistaken.
28-14 in the fourth, probably, or close to it. Anna leads here 42-12 with just over five to play in the game. So, Chuck, we are going to have, more than likely, two unbeatens heading into week three. Anna against Versailles next week, and Sydney at home against Dayton Carroll next week.
Right.
Here is a handoff in the offensive backfield. Broken tackle, another broken tackle, and a great run by the Rockets across the line of scrimmage. 30, 25, 20. Look at the running back go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Tyler McVetty, who's been in several times tonight in the offensive backfield, spelling Ensley and Yulescamp. He makes a quick dash to the end zone.
That's a three-headed monster right there.
Ooh, herky-jerky moves by McVetty in the offensive backfield, and away he went. It covered 40 and a score. 48-12. Wow. Anna just oozing with depth and talent here in 2017. 48-12 Rockets, who attempt to tack on the point here from Flynn. Don't know that I can recall an Anna team with this much depth at key positions. We talked about the senior leadership and maturity, but wow, in the offensive backfield, as you noted, Chuck, it's a three-headed monster.
It's hard to find a flaw tonight. I mean, they did have one snap that was above the chest. They got stopped on a fourth down play at the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing you can find.
And
who is Lehman playing tonight?
Miami East. Lehman is home to Miami East at Sydney.
They are tied 14-14 in the third.
Woo.
Sydney leads 28-14 in the third. Trotwood leads Piqua 28-14 in the third. And Minster leads Covington 21-0 in the third quarter. Second quarter.
That's a roundup of high school football scores in Shelby County and nearby.
Okay, now it's 28-21.
28-21 in favor of Sydney.
Sydney they're leaving.
And that game's getting mighty late.
Yeah, it's got to be in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, hopefully the Yellow Jackets can hang on. We'll have a tough decision to make next week, Chuck.
I know.
And at Versailles or Dayton Carroll at Sydney. If Sydney holds on, the Yellow Jackets will be unbeaten. We haven't covered Sydney yet.
We got to look and see what Carroll looks like.
Here's the kickoff return by Brookville from the 22, and a reverse of the field by the return man to the 35-40, 45-yard line. Sherrick brought it back for Brookville. And thank you, Anna coaching staff, saying thanks to scoresbroadcast.com for traveling here to Brookville to cover the game tonight. First and 10, Brookville from the Blue Devils, 45. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, Chuck, that's going to be a tough call. We have not seen Sydney. Anna Delphus is an attractive game. Week five or six.
Yep.
Delphus St. John's is pretty strong this year and is in the same region as Lehman, Fort Loramie, and Minster, by the way. That's an expansive D7 region geographically.
Well, I guess if you look at it, it's always great to do games at Sydney. And we're going to see probably some more Anna, but we're going to see Sydney too. And Pick was going to be a good game. We got a shot at seeing that one. Sydney and Troy, Sydney and Tip. So we got some choices down the road.
They sure do. That's a tough call next week. Anna at Versailles, Dayton Carroll at Sydney. Tentatively, we had planned to do Dayton Carroll at Sydney. But this Anna team is a powerhouse for sure. Running play for Brookville from the 45, got to the Anna 45 and a first down. And then a loss of a couple on the play. So it was not a first down gain by Brookville on that first running play. It went for 9-plus to the Anna 45-and-a-half, then a loss of a couple. Third and 2 for the Blue Devils with 2.5 to go in the game, and Anna leading 49-12. Chuck, about 15, 20 minutes ago, I did not see this as a 49-12 finish.
No, they're offensively the second half. It's kind of like watching Ohio State last night. They just all of a sudden just went crazy.
Because this was a 21-6 game midway third quarter after Brookville got its first score of the night. 21-6 And then Anna quickly went to work. And in the last, 16, 17 minutes of this game, Anna has scored four, count them, four touchdowns. Fourth and one for Brookville from the Anna 45.5. 37-point lead for Anna, continuous clock. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They have been a part of this Anna victory. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations throughout the West Central Ohio District of the U.S. Bank, Barker Insurance on 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear, and the Sydney Daily News. A number of additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, as Brookville manages to carve out a first down at the Anna 45 with 50 seconds to go. The in-between, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney with outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. Goffney Furniture west of Interstate 75 on Route 47, that's West Michigan Avenue. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And don't forget the big Labor Day sales event at Goffney. Running play, Brookville outside left tackle for about seven, and that might be the last play of this game with 18 seconds to go. Dickman Industrial and Electrical Supplies. Thank you, Dickman, very much here on scoresbroadcast.com, a several-year participant on our webcast. Clancy's, which brings you our star of the game in just a few minutes, as this contest concludes here at Brookville tonight with Anna winning it in resounding fashion, 49-12. We salute Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Thank you to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Please contact the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission for information about the veterans benefits you are entitled to. Thank you to Sydney Car Care, and a big hello to Primary Eye Care Associates. Gratitude to both. Thank you very much. Chuck, all Anna here tonight, an explosive offensive attack. Offensive line was great. A bevy of offensive running backs powered right through Brookville behind that Anna offensive group. And the defense was every bit as good as slowing down this vaunted Brookville run attack. Anna is loaded here in 2017 on the gridiron.
They are outstanding. I mean, you take a look at the stats. They ran the ball 33 times for 304 yards, 6 of 8 passing for 154 more, 458 total yards, 11 first downs, did not turn the ball over. There's a key. Brookville ran it 47 times for 222 yards, only 2 of 9 passing for 8, 230 total yards, 15 first downs. They turned the ball over three times.
Wow.
So 458 to 230 in total yards and three turnovers. That's going to get you beat.
And the leadership and maturity on this Anna team exudes when you see the Rockets run plays. Wow. It's a well-seasoned group. It's like mid-late October already.
It feels like it. I'm going to have the heater on in my car. I don't remember the last time I did that on September 1st.
Now, just a few days ago, the air conditioning was powered up.
Last night, I had the air conditioning on when I went to bed.
Yeah. Don't forget Brookins Pork Chop Special tomorrow night, Saturday, at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And as a noted Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org and Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, prompt service, price to meet your budget, car repair on time, Sydney Car Care in Sydney between the hospital and the drive-in theater. Chuck, a real pleasure to be here tonight to cover this game. Anna Rockets did not disappoint one bit. We've got a choice to make. Is it Dayton Carroll at Sydney next week or Anna at Versailles?
Well, we need to take a look, see what Versailles does tonight. Take a look, see what Carroll does.
Exactly.
And,
We'll make a decision and have it posted on our website by Monday morning for sure, maybe sooner. Last score we had from
35-21 now. Sydney leads with about 10 minutes to go in the game.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, less than a quarter to go. Sydney's got a 2-touchdown lead on Bell Fountain. Lehman and Miami East were in a real scrap, 14-14 at one point in the second half of that game.
Right.
Covington was being beaten by Minster handily in the second half.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't have a score on the Fort Loramie Greenan game. But that's just a snapshot of what else was going on in our scoresbroadcast.com sphere of influence on this Friday night. The rain held off. Fairly good weather prevailed.
It
was
bad.
No, a little chillier than anticipated. Some drizzle before the kickoff. But moisture, not a factor.
No, it was not. And I'll tell you what.
And a team was a factor.
They were a factor. They were a factor on both sides of the football. I'm going to let you, I'm picking the offensive line as the Clancy's players of the game. I'm going to let you read them off.
Boy, they were tremendous here tonight. No other way to describe that group. Terrific, tremendous, outstanding, awesome.
Dominating.
Dominating, there you go. That sums it up. That group led offensively, tackle to tackle. Will Luthman, Braden Farley along the line of scrimmage for the Anna Rockets. Center Isaac Dodds. Also, guard Seth Stiffel and tackle Abe Wildermuth. They were phenomenal. Five offensive linemen earned the Clancy's Award tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A superb team effort turned in by the Anna Rockets here tonight. Chuck, the score is off the scoreboard. Final tally was what,
49-12?
Yeah, 49-12. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. So many thanks to Scott Broerman, athletic director here at Brookville. He rolled out the red carpet.
Make you feel very welcome.
Yep, man. He rolled out the red carpet here at Brookville High School. I spent time with him yesterday, and we had a good location, fine perch here in the press box at Brookville. I'm right on the 47 or 8. Chuck, you are right smack dab at the 50.
I am. I am. And if the only thing that would have been any better is they would have brought some hot chocolate up at halftime.
And thank you, Brian Reok, the head coach of the Anna Girls State Championship track and field team. Brian was our halftime guest. Again, Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Brookville. We'll post next week's game on our website in the next 24 to 48 hours. Our final score here from Brookville this evening, once again, Anna 49, Brookville 12.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.